This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Mary Rose Garcia. Date of birth, August 5th, 1973. Case ID number is 4236987. Date of exam, November the 8th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Christus Spahn Hospital, dated 4/25/22, and from Dr. Jose Lozano, dated August 15, 2022. Identifying information. This is a 49-year-old single female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of COVID-19/chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and reflux disease/stomach pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was on March the 28, 2022. Where she used to work as an assistant manager for Church's Chicken for 30 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her children. Allegation number one, COVID-19/chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Number two, gastroesophageal reflux disease/stomach pains. History of allegations, number one, COVID-19/chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The claimant states that in December of 2021 and in July of 2022, she was suffering from emphysema and bronchitis secondary to COVID-19. The claimant developed pneumonitis of her lungs and went into acute respiratory failure. She states her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 1/2 block, comma, climbing 4 steps, comma, talking, comma, and change in seasonal temperatures. The claimant does have a history of smoking 1 pack of cigarettes per day for 33 years. The last time she was in the emergency room was in December of 2021, where she was hospitalized for 5 days secondary to respiratory difficulty. She denies being intubated and states that she does have home oxygen and has been placed on inhalers and steroids. The second time she developed COVID-19 was in July 2022, but she was treated as an outpatient patient. She was diagnosed with COVID-19, comma, acute respiratory failure with questionable pneumonia. During the time that she had COVID-19, her oxygen saturations were in the 80s, and she lost her taste and smell during that time. She states her condition is better at this time. Allegation number two, gastroesophageal reflux disease and stomach pains. The claimant states that in October of 2021, she was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease and stomach aches. She states the character of the pain is a tightness pain located in the epigastric area that radiates down to her hips. She states the pain can last for a whole day, and it's a pain that she has every day. She denies any symptoms of nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, melena, comma, hematemesis, comma, or severe abdominal pain, but does suffer. The claimant states that she has not lost any weight during the last year, but has actually gained approximately 31 pounds. She is food intolerant to greasy foods. and she was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease and constipation. She is presently on famotidine 20 milligrams QD and appears to be fairly stable at this time. She is also on Constulose 10 grams, 2 tablespoons once a day. Daily activities. The claimant states that she sleeps, comma, does light housework, comma, goes to the grocery store, comma, cooks, comma, sometimes helps with the laundry, and occasionally walks to the store with her daughter. She denies watching TV or doing any kind of strenuous exercise secondary to her condition. Her physician at this time is Dr. Jose Lozano, and she is not seeing a chiropractor, doing physical therapy, or taking any medications for pain. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels daily on her left leg. She has been diagnosed with osteoarthritis of her hip and knee area. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb 4 steps, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button your clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above your head. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Jose Lozano. She is presently on no medications for pain and does no other physical activity. Family history. The father died at the age of 75 from colon cancer. He, at one time, had hyperthyroidism and hypothyroidism, along with hypercholesterolemia. He also suffered from having any problems with hypertension or diabetes mellitus. The mother died at the age of 66 from heart disease and congestive heart failure from valvular disease. Medications, Constulose 10 grams per 15 milliliters, 2 tablespoons QD, rosuvastatin 20 milligrams QHS, famotidine 20 milligrams BID, level thyroxine 125 micrograms QD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, albuterol HFA 90 micrograms / ACT inhaler, 2 puffs BID, levetiracetam inhaler solution, 1.25 milligrams PRN is needed. Medical problems, hypothyroidism, comma, constipation, comma, acute respiratory failure, comma, sleep apnea, comma, systolic and diastolic heart failure, comma, history of COVID-19 pneumonitis, comma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, morbid obesity, comma, signs of myxedema, comma, epigastric abdominal pain, comma, major surgery, C-section times 1, comma, and cholecystectomy in the past. Social history. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking 1.5 packs of cigarettes per day for 33 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 271 pounds, height 5 feet 2 inches, BP 132 over 83 mmHg, heart rate 104 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 92%, BMI 50. General, this is a 49-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age and appears to be in mild distress secondary to respiratory difficulty. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head, but she does have fascias of myxedema and presented with mild exophthalmos of both eyes. No scleroicteris was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant states that she does use reading glasses in order to read. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were congested, and some bronchi were heard with auscultation. No other thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. The claimant did appear to have difficulty breathing. Abdomen. The abdomen was mildly tender and firm in the epigastric area. She did have some mild epigastric pain with palpation. However, the claimant was morbidly obese and examination was difficult. She did have increased active bowel sounds with auscultation. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Extremities. The claimant appeared to have clubbing and cyanosis of both lower extremities, with edema noted. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant did have some pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Skin. The claimant has a left shin scar measuring 4 centimeters by 4 centimeters, secondary to an old abscess formation that has healed but did not heal very well, and it is very pigmented and does not appear to be and appears to be somewhat atrophic. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was somewhat depressed for the time. She had fairly clear thought processes, but her memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, person, time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No, some joint swelling and erythema was noted, but no deformity was noted. There is normal range of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, secondary to morbid obesity. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Could you please drop down to after neurologic exam? Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to morbid obesity. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant has some limitations in her visual acuity, but no limitations in her visual field. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, secondary to history of COVID-19 and smoking. Probable diagnosis is COVID-19/chronic obstructive pulmonary disease-confirmed with physical examination and medical records. Appears to be fairly stable at this time, and she is being treated with inhalers. Number two, gastroesophageal reflux disease and epigastric pain, more likely than not coming from morbid obesity, being treated at this time and appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Mary Rose Garcia.